Qatar tonight saying an Iranian ballistic missile has hit Al Udeid Air Base, which is the largest U.S. military installation in the Middle East. According to the Qataris, there were no casualties. This came a short time after the Pentagon released the names and photos of four of the six service members killed in another Iranian drone strike over the weekend in Kuwait. All four of those whose names were released are from an Army Reserve Logistics Unit out of Iowa. No casualties at the American consulate in Dubai after a suspected Iranian drone hit the compound earlier today. Also tonight, a new and detailed update from U.S. Central Command on the state of the war.
Many of you may remember the shock and awe strikes of 2003. The first 24 hours of this operation were nearly double the scale, and we continue with 24/7 strikes into Iran from seabed to space and cyberspace. Now, we're less than 100 hours into this operation, and we've already struck nearly 2,000 targets with more than 2,000 munitions. We have severely degraded Iran's air defenses and destroyed hundreds of Iran's ballistic missiles, launchers, and drones. And in simple terms, we're focused on shooting all the things that can shoot at us. We are also sinking the Iranian Navy, the entire Navy. Thus far, we've destroyed 17 Iranian ships, including the most operational Iranian submarine that now has a hole in its side. For decades, the Iranian regime has harassed international shipping. Today, there's not a single Iranian ship underway in the Arabian Gulf, Strait of Hormuz, or Gulf of Oman. And we will not stop.